This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you today. Good to bring a message from the Bible. And today I want to read again in the Gospel by Luke and chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, and I want to read from verse 18. This is Jesus of Nazareth. He's been away from Nazareth, but he has come back again, and he's in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He has an opportunity to read from the scriptures. The scriptures have been presented to him, and he opens the book, and he finds the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Over the last number of sessions, we have been looking at this scripture and have been thinking of things that Messiah came to do. We have been thinking of him coming by the anointing of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to preach the gospel to the poor. And we noticed how that he was doing that, that he who was rich, he became poor so that we, through his poverty, might become rich. And that was through going to the cross. He has made it possible for us to be eternally and spiritually rich in himself. We also see how that he came to heal the brokenhearted. Many broken hearts in this world. But he came and himself suffered on the cross and could say prophetically from Psalm 69, "Reproach has broken my heart." So he entered into it in all its fullness so that he might heal the brokenhearted. Then we also thought of him coming to proclaim liberty to the captives, those who are in bondage to sin. And he is the one who makes free, and the one who says, "If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." We also thought about him coming to bring recovering of sight to the blind, to bring people from darkness into light. There's always been a difference between darkness and light. There's always been a separation from darkness to light. He came into the world, and he said that he is the light of the world. But we noticed how that the light of the world, Jesus Christ, went into the darkness of Golgotha on the cross, so that we who are in the darkness can come into God's marvelous light and can be children of light and live as children of light. And we come on today to the next point in the scripture where it speaks of the oppressed being set free. "He has set me to set at liberty those who are oppressed." And we can go back very early in human history to read of the terrible damage that Satan has done. And we know that he brought such devastation into this world through his tempting of Adam and Eve. And because that they gave into the tempting of the evil one, how that sin came into the world. But at the same time, God spoke to them and God gave a promise. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, when God promised that the seed of the woman, that is the Messiah, he would bruise the head of Satan. And in so doing, he would be bruised himself. Now, we know as we look at words from the New Testament, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, it can also be translated bruised, or it can be translated crushed. And we think of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of his people, coming to do this. Yes, God said that he would bruise, he would crush the head of the evil one. But in so doing, he himself would become bruised. And we can ask why he was bruised. And we read in Isaiah 53 and verse 5 the reason for that. It says in that verse, he was wounded and he was bruised. And the reason being our transgressions, our iniquities. It reads in Isaiah 53 and 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And these two words, transgressions and iniquities, are different words for sin. And so the prophet is writing prophetically concerning Christ, our transgressions, our iniquities, our sins. And for them, he was wounded. He was bruised. He was crushed. And in verse 7 of the same chapter, it says, he was oppressed. He was afflicted. And he went through that whole experience on the cross at Calvary so that he might bring healing to us. Back to verse 5 again, where it says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And then it says, by his stripes we are healed. We can have that spiritual healing that is necessary through what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done for us on the cross at Calvary. And he has come through that whole experience there on Calvary's cross. And we're glad to say that he has come to the end of it. And there, as he suffered for sins, he came to the end of that suffering. And he died on the cross. And then he was buried. But then he rose again. He has come through the whole experience. And now he is on the resurrection side, having being raised up from the dead, and also gone up to heaven again, where he came from. And he has come, among these other things, to set the captives free and to set at liberty those who are crushed, those who are oppressed, those who are wounded. And he does it by entering into the experience himself, that he might set us free. What a wonderful person is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he came for the people of Israel. He came for that nation, but not for them only. We know that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. And he is the one who comes to meet the need of all, whatever that need may be, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual. As the little chorus says, Christ is the answer to my every need. And we know that all of these things that come upon mankind have come upon us because of that root cause, that root problem of sin. But he has dealt with it at the cross of Calvary, and he can set us free. But we have that personal responsibility to come to him, knowing who God is, knowing who Christ is, knowing who we are, that we need the Son of God as our Savior. And so we leave ourselves, we come away from our sins, we take that step to Christ, and we find in him the answer to our need. So we can praise God today. We thank him that he sent his Son not to judge us, not to condemn us, but that we might be saved, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And if we come to him today, we will enter into the good. We will enter into the blessing of his eternal salvation. And may that be the portion today of all who listen to the message, that you might come into this eternal blessing. Thank you for listening to the message today. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.